Well, see, it kind of give me a little setup on the song. At the time the song was wrote, I had three cars that were sitting in my driveway that wasn't working. Okay. So, something like this. I got three junk cars that don't run no more. I mean, old lady always talking about I told you so. Too many miles I got feet. That's why you see people I be so in need. That's why the reason you're I think.
Okay. I can see, that made me sing some blues. Okay. But see, today, you go out and you see these guys on these tractors. I mean, man, they got air conditioning. Okay. You know, they got their telephones in there. They got their, you know, CD players and the whole nine yards and stuff. So, you know, a big change. So, I mean, you know, it's like, of course, there was an effect. You know, I mean, it's like, you know, it's just, you couldn't sing about the same thing. You had to find other stuff to sing about. And when you look back even farther, you know, you know, like say even before the tractor, you know, imagine, again, you know, it's 90-some degrees. You've heard of people chopping cotton, right? Well, imagine, you're up before daybreak. By the time the sun had come up, you are in the field. And you are out there all day long. And this sun is blaring down on you. Okay. That can make you sing some blues. But see, you don't see that anymore. What you see today, you see these crop dusters coming down. You understand what I'm saying? They spraying and stuff, you know, and the grass and stuff is dying. Okay. And, you know, it's a lot of comparison that you can make. And, you know, I've heard folks, you know, when they be talking about, you know, Robert Johnson, Charlie Patton, some of those guys and stuff. And I've heard a lot of different stories and people's opinions, okay? But then I try to look at everything from the human point of view, okay? Like B.B. King once upon a time said that, I think, you know, on that tractor, he was making something like 22 cents an hour. But he would come to town on the weekend, and he would make $100 a day sitting on the corner just in tips playing his guitar. So which one do you think would influence you more? Sitting on that tractor, sitting on that corner, okay? And as far as, you know, it's like I've heard people explain, you know, how these folks was working to be innovators and stuff like that. Sure, they was working to be better at what they was doing. You know, you always want to get better. And the reason why they wanted to get better was because they didn't want to go out there in the fields. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Okay. you know, I try to look at it from the human point of view. So, you know, any escape, you know, from it, and if you worked hard, like for instance, Robert Johnson, you know, I'm sure you've probably know his story and probably read it. But at a young age, he wanted to hang out with the big boys of that time, some of the better players. He wanted to play, but he couldn't. And they laughed at him. You know, they made fun of him and stuff. And see, that happened to me. Okay. But see, rather than give up, I went and what we used to call going to the woodshed. And that's what Robert did. Robert went back for hazelnuts. And he showed back up 2 years later. And that's when the old saying started up. Boy, you must sow your soul to death. Nobody could believe you could play that good. But see, when you put your mind to something and you work towards it, you can amaze people with what you can do. And that's what Robert did. And his legacy today, well, I mean, I don't have to explain it. The whole blues world knows. You know what I'm saying? But see, they paved the road, guys like me. And again, you know, like I say, when I talk, I always try to tell it the way I see it, from a human point of view, not of, you know, something magical or anything like that. I don't believe in stuff like that. I believe you make things happen by working hard to make it happen. And that's what those guys did. And they went as far as they could with what they had to work with, you know, during their time. But again, they paved one heck of a road for us today. And I'll always appreciate that. Could I have dealt with it myself? Sure. You could have. You and you. See, it's just a matter of the time that, you know, if you would have lived in that time, you would have found some way to deal with what you had to deal with. Okay. So, you know, they found a way, and again, today, you know, we can look back and be thankful for a lot of things. Okay? And knowing what those guys did, what they went through, some of the stuff they had to take. Okay, you know, I remember reading, this was about Sammy Davis Jr., I think it was. He could play the big rooms in Vegas, but he couldn't walk through the front door. He had to come in through the kitchen. But he was like the headline act. Same thing happened with Josephine Baker. You know, and I mean, you know, it's just a long list. So, you know, you knock on wood, you had those people that was there. They paid the dues. They paid the road. And see, that's why, again, you know, being here involved this arts and education program, you know, I've been over backwards to try to show and to teach, you know, the importance of believing in yourself, believing in your dream, no matter what nobody say. Care who it is, because nobody have a right to tell you what you can or you can't do. They only have that right if you give them that right, okay? And to this day, you know, I don't have a lot of people around me that, especially around my home, when I put it like that. Most folks around where I live, I mean, they stay way away from me. Okay, a lot of folks won't get within 10 feet of me because they're afraid that a lightning may strike. Okay, and I'm serious about this, I'm not making this up, okay? And, but see, I just have that belief in myself. I believe anything is possible if you work hard to make it happen, but you must believe. And that can go into any realm. You can look at it from the religious end of it, okay, or the non-religious end. It works as long as you believe. But you must believe and know for a fact within yourself that you can. And as strange as it may sound, I like to use the child book, The Little Engine That Could. I like telling that story. Because see, the little engine used to think that he could pull the circus train over the mountain. But he did. And he, you know, as he kept going, his confidence kept building. You know, all the way, I can't do it. I think I can. I know I can, okay? And I just think it's a great story, you know. And I love telling it. Sounds strange coming from an old man, huh? But you'd be surprised, you know, what you can look back on. That if you can see beyond just the words, read in between the lines. Okay? And, you know, even the Bible itself, as non-religious as I am, I read the Bible. Because there's a lot of things in it that make a lot of sense. Okay? And one of my favorite passages, that whole book is the 18th chapter and the 19th verse of Matthew. And basically what it says is that if the two of you can agree, based on anything, it shall be done for you by thy Father which art in heaven. That may not be an exact correct quote, but it's close to it. And when that was first pointed out to me, the next question was, who's the two of you?
Any two people.
Yeah, and God. It don't say nothing about two people, let's say the two of you. See, that's the whole thing, and what I said about, you know, the words. Okay, reading in between the words and stuff, okay? So, again, you know, it's just, let me ask you a question, okay? Have there ever been a time in your life where you consciously said, I'm going to do such and such and such, but there was a feeling that was telling you not to, and you didn't listen, and you went and did it anyway, then you ended up being sorry? Have that, anything like that ever happened to you in your life?
Too many times.
Too many times. That's the two of you. Because see, that inner voice ain't going to never lead you wrong. So that's why, you know, to say, if you just slowly listen, try to do that. Because anything in my life that I look back on that created something negative, that I end up being sorry, I had an option. Because that voice was always there warning me. I just didn't listen, okay? And I was like 30 years old before things like that was pointed out to me, okay? Because that's part of what makes us human. That's our connection with infinite intelligence, okay?
And now, like, now you're playing the Blues Museum, and there's a lot of tourism around. Has that affected blues, or will it affect it in the coming future?
That's what I mean.
Like, now there's a lot of tourism here because of the blues, right?
Mm-hmm.
Has that affected the music, and will it affect it in the future?
That's a good question. I don't think it has. And I don't think that it will for the future for those that think. Because see, again, either you try to, you know, move on to something, or you stay in the same place. Now there are some people that think that blues is not supposed to be no more than what Robert, Charlie Patton, Tommy Johnson, and all those guys did. That's as far as they can see the blues. But see, I guarantee you that if any of those guys was alive and was around today, they would tell you, don't try to be like me, take it farther. Okay? And, you know, quite a few people have told me that over the years. You know, don't try to be like me, take it farther. Okay? So for those that's thinking, you know, it should always be something new to write about. And I got a feeling, come tomorrow, it's going to be a new page in history turn. It's going to be something new to write about. I just got that feeling. Am I going to jump on the bandwagon? Damn right I am.
Like, with regards to the song you played to us, the first song, the lyrics, are they everything that happened to you, or like you said, you had three cars, that's how you started off, right?
Mm-hmm.
Are all the lyrics something to do with your life, or is something different?
Well, you know, see, like I said, it's a short, simple song, as you say.
Mm-hmm.
I literally had three junk cars that didn't run, okay? And my wife and I have been together for 42 years, okay? And I mean, she won't hesitate that if I mess up or something like that, I told you, okay? And see, let's just say, you done been out there, no matter what it is that you're doing, you got to be playing blues, you know, to be policeman, fireman, doctor, lawyer. You done had a hard day, okay? And you come in, and maybe basically what you want to do is just sit back and relax for a bit, clear your head out. But all of a sudden, you get this mind whooping. So, absolutely. You know, it's like, it's not like that I'm immune, you know, and I mean, it's like, usually when I get a mind whipping, I deserve it, okay? Usually when I'm told, I told you so, I deserve it, okay? Like I said, the only thing in that song that's not true was when I said, going down to apply for some welfare, okay? It just kind of rhymed with the line that I did before. Because I do believe in, you know, looking at me, seeing me move around, you wouldn't think that I'm handicapped, but I am. I was partially paralyzed. I couldn't walk for a year and a half. The doctors tried to put me on disability. I refused to take it. and I was literally crawling on the floor. I had three specialists to tell me that you won't ever be able to move around like you've been used to moving around. You're going to have some type of support. Crutches, cane, or walker. You know, so come on, take the disability. You know, I will not do that. Because first of all, I'm going to get up. I'm going to move again. And I'm going to make my way in life like I've always done. Because believe me, I've been working since I was a little boy. I told you, by the time I was 10 years old, I could pick 200,000 cotton a day. And I didn't start the year before picking cotton to be able to do that. You know, I was in the fields and stuff probably before I was 5 years old. And we call them burlap bags. You know, but back then, we used to call them crooked sacks, okay? With a doggone belt tied around it, be hanging off the side. That's where I started picking cotton. By the time I was 10 years old, I was pulling the bag full of and I could pick almost as much cotton as my mama. And my dad, he could get 400-500 pounds of them. Okay. So I've been literally working all my life. So, you know, depending on handouts, welfare, only way I would take disability is that there was no way I would be totally paralyzed. There'd be nothing I could do for myself. Okay? Because other than that, I believe that you should take care of yourself. Work and get what you want. You only get one time around on this planet. Make the best of it. Do what you want to do. And for whatever, you understand? It's like, this is a big old world that we live in. See some of this world, as much of it as you can. Experience other folks, other cultures, and you'd be surprised. And I have been really surprised in my life. I've been fortunate enough to go a lot of places. I spent 5 months in China. Never thought that I would ever get that far. Okay? And that was one of the experiences that I'll have forever with me, okay? Because it was great, the people was great. Although it was funny when they tried to teach me Cantonese, and my response was very simple. I could barely speak English. and explaining to me that a word that you may say in Cantonese may have as much as 4 or 5 different meanings. It's all part of how you express yourself when you say the word. So I laughed at them, and they told me that. I said, no, thank you. I just keep being an interpreter with me, okay? I need one, all right? Because again, you know, it's like the little bit that I speak, again, it took a lot of work. And mostly from having a video camera, taping myself, listening to myself, and wanting to better myself.
And is there anything that you don't tell me that I haven't asked about the blues or gospel or anything in general?
Well, all I can say is that, like in my song, you know, no matter what the case may be, you know, you're going to have blues. Okay, blues is here. Blues is here to stay. And with the audience constantly getting bigger, you know, it just, you know, put it in a position to know that it'll be here as long as mankind is on this planet, okay? And for as long as I live, I just want to play my little part that I do. And hopefully that every audience that I perform for will enjoy what I do, enjoy my songs. Because again, you know, I write from my heart. I tell it like it is. I make my story short and simple. And it'll just always be a part of me. As far as gospel music is concerned, it's another form of music that will be here as long as mankind is on this planet. And for those that believe, it's going to always work for them. And But either way, though, you know, both of them are great forms of music. They share a common ancestry, okay? So jazz, I mean, you know, I guess you'd say the offspring of blues, rock and roll, and R&B and stuff like that, you know, and funk music. And when you look at disco and all of that, well, what can you say? And now, although what's known as hip-hop, rap music, and see, it's not associated with blues, none whatsoever. Am I right or wrong? It's hip-hop, it's rap, you know? The two ain't even supposed to be in the same conversation. But I'm gonna tell you something. Listening to some of the lyrics or some of the rap songs I've heard, okay? You guys have got some blues going on, okay? It's just expressed in a different way. You know what I'm saying? And so, you know, no matter what label we put on it, you know, whatever the case may be, blues is here to stay. And you know, that country music, for instance. Country music. But I'm telling you, listen to some of them songs, okay? If them guys don't have the blues ain't never been had, okay? It's just expressed in a different way, okay? And so, you know, all of it is great music. It's all going to be here. And there'll always be the audience. But blues is getting bigger, and it's going to get bigger and bigger. Because every year the tempo seems to pick up more. Okay. And again, you know, just to play a part, and one day I may be able to sit back and look at the next superstar of blues and know that maybe some kind of way I had a little influence on that person, male or female. That makes me feel great. That's the old saying, though, if you can reach just one, you've done your job. Hopefully I can reach that one. Hopefully I can reach a lot more. But if I reach that one, I'll go out of this world with a good old stupid smile on my face.
Yeah. Thank you very much for a nice interview, and thank you for playing for us.
No problem. Thank you all for wanting to sit and talk with me.
Oh, yes.
This has been great for me. Thank you all very much.
Thank you.